Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Bly is here. Robert W. Bly is the name on the new book, The Digital Marketing Handbook, a step-by-step guide to creating websites that sell. Bob is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust and one of the top online experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. He's our good friend. Bob, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
Good to have you back. So I started telling my audience a few years ago that your website was going to become less of a destination and more of a distribution center going forward. And I was talking about the fact that you weren't going to be able to just wait on people to come to see you. You were going to have to go out and get them and bring them back by creating content and delivering, being a thought leader, those kinds of things. What do you think about that advice?
I agree with that. I phrase it a little differently and not as well as you do. I say it used to be viewed as a cost center because it was an online billboard,
right,
and it stood there and didn't
suck in. Printing a brochure, right, over and over again.
Yeah, it didn't suck in a dollar, but now with the right tools, traffic drivers, and business model and calls to action, you can turn it from a cost center into a profit center.
And that's what your new book's basically all about, isn't it?
Yes. It's how to make your website, the Digital Marketing Handbook, how to make your website make more money.
Right. So where do we start?
Well, you start with the business model. A lot of people put up websites and they have no idea how to, forgive the word, the jargon, but I like this word. They have no idea how to monetize it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are proven business models, about, six, seven, eight, that are already known to monetize it. So you have to know them, pick the one that you like and that fits your business, and build your site that way or revamp your site so it fits one of those models.
So there are half a dozen specific models?
Yeah, they're different. For example, if you go on eDiets, that's called the needs assessment model. It asks you about your height,
right,
and your weight, takes you through a funnel where would gives you some information and then offers you, based on your answers, an entry level product that'll help you, solve the weight problem,
right,
and then upsells you from there.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't work for my business, but it has worked for other,
right,
businesses. So that's, yeah.
What's another example?
Another example is what we call the content-rich or hobbyist site, but it's really content site. You put up content on a subject that people are interested in, and I have, mm-hmm, several of these sites myself.
A lot of YouTube content, that kind of thing.
Well, you can put up videos, but it's mainly you got to have pages as well as videos.
Right.
But you put up content, and then when you attract people there after you've optimized the site, you have ads for, even if you don't have your own products, you have ads for affiliate products. For example, I have a chemistry website, and I don't sell any or make any chemistry products,
right,
but we sell as an affiliate chemistry sets from some of the toy manufacturers.
Right. I see. All right. So what would be a more mainstream, Main Street type of website that you would think of?
A more mainstream type of website would be, for example, you have to make a decision. There's two mainstream websites. One's more for big business, one's more for smaller businesses. The big business is Amazon's model. You have the super site. Your company has one site where everything takes place. Alibaba is another good example of that. The other one, which I kind of like for smaller businesses with multiple products, is what we call the hub and spoke model, where you have a centralized site, but off of that, you've got microsites. Some people call them sales pages or landing pages,
right.
One for each product, and you sell your individual products by driving traffic to those pages.
How do you decide which one of these you choose? Is it driven by the kind of product you're offering, the way what your customers expect from you?
It could certainly be a number of factors. One is what people would fit your business or customers would expect, but this is what I say to entrepreneurs. If you're starting your own small internet business, it is easier to make $500,000 a year gross by having 10 sites that do $50,000 a year than try to build one site that does $500,000 a year.
Interesting.
And so that's the hub and spoke model.
Why is that?
It's for want of a better explanation, it's less ambitious. It takes It takes a lot of work to build and maintain and make sales on a multi-product site. They're more complex, but if you use the hub and spoke model, each sales site is really a simple single-page microsite, and those are easy to build, and they're easier to drive traffic.
These sites that you recommend we try to do ourselves with a WordPress type of system with WooCommerce, or do you recommend we hire someone to do this for us?
You can do either, but I am a huge fan of, if you're a small business, of outsourcing all the technical stuff.
Let someone else, someone do that, does it every day, so you can go ahead and focus on the customers.
Yes, and there are vendors which we show in the book, my new book, that are priced specifically to be affordable to the small business customer, the small business internet marketer. So it's not going to cost you a fortune.
Well, that's my advice to folks. If you want to build your own blog on WordPress, that's fine. But unless you're really technical, I'd recommend you hire somebody to do it. It's not that expensive either, is it?
It's very inexpensive. I remember one of the more famous internet marketers of today, when he was starting out, we were having dinner, he said, "I'm going to learn Dreamweaver." And I looked at him and said, "Why? Why?"
Right.
And he said, "You're right." And then he hired a webmaster.
I remember when back in the 90s, I bought an HTML book thinking I was going to learn HTML. And I said, "Wait a minute. If I learn HTML, who's gonna go get the customers to pay for this?" And so
the money is in the marketing.
That's right. So I knew that wasn't my long suit. So I let somebody else learn how to do HTML. We're gonna be right back with our good friend, long friend Bob Bly.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.